Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your
lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace,
where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley, you used to strengthen me.
I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Stop.
stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Let me. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Let the me
and more of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us all enter into prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, you are welcome, Holy Ghost, in this place. Have your way. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just giving us a brand new day. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, Father God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for all of your love, hallelujah. All of your love, Father God, that you showed us. All of your love, Father God, those things that we may not even see right now. We just want to say thank you. But we say, Father God, that every single day that we wake up in the land of the living, we get an opportunity to see your glory, Father God, new mercies, new grace each and every day. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you kept us from all dangers that we've seen and all dangers that we cannot see. We just want to say thank you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in every single mind. Have your way in every single heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in every single home right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us your promise. Hallelujah. You promised us, Father God, that you will be with us. You would never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you have given us a new covenant, a new relationship to have with you. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can lay all of our troubles down and go towards, hallelujah, Christ Jesus. We can go towards you, Father God, knowing that you have taken care of every single thing for us. We thank you, Father God, you have given us this opportunity to be just where you are. Hallelujah. To be a part of your kingdom. To be a part of your body. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us this opportunity to receive your love, to receive your so great so, this salvation that you have made available for the whole world. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when we call upon you. We call upon you to be our Lord and to be our Savior, to enter in on the inside and do a new work and to do a new thing. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did just what you promised. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single thing that you show us, you show us through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. You show us through the eyes of wisdom, hallelujah. Sometimes you may show us things through trials and tribulations. But we thank you, Father God, that we shall not have to be afraid of anything we shall not have to be worried about anything. We shall not be discouraged about anything, because you are a finished work, hallelujah, a finished work in each and every one of us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift up our hands, hallelujah, letting go every single thing that we have been holding on to from day to day, whether it be lack or insufficiency, whether it be depression or oppression, pain, discouragement or anger, hallelujah, wrath or laziness or gluttony, whether it be pride, hallelujah, whatever it be. We just want to say thank you that we lift up our holy hands without wrath and without doubt and without fear, knowing that you have taken care of all things in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that now every single time that when we think about those things that we think about, we just give you honor, we give you praise, and we just worship you, knowing that you are our God and whom that we trust. And with great confidence that who we can rely on each and every day. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you speak into our hearts every single day. We thank you, Father God, that we have this opportunity to stand on your word. Standing on your word, knowing that every single provision that you have made unto us can stand on your word, decreeing and declaring it each and every day. See, when we face these things that may cause us to stumble, that may cause us to fall, hallelujah, we thank you that your word says, hallelujah, that we are overcomers. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, hallelujah. And we thank you, thank you, thank you that we stand on this word that you have preached into our hearts. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So we decree and declare today that we are word people. Hallelujah. We are your royal priesthood created in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue or every single word that rises up against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. Hallelujah. Your word says in Isaiah 53, it says that great is the peace of our children, for they are taught of the Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you teach us, hallelujah, how to stand in the midst of our trouble, standing in peace, knowing that we have you, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and we declare that we are seated in heavenly places. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made it all possible. You went, hallelujah, you went to the cross for us. You died for each and every one of our sins. So therefore, hallelujah, because you have died for each and every one of our sins, went to hell for each and every one of us, hallelujah, was raised from the dead, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit, ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now, making intercession for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took us with you, hallelujah. And we're seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right there with you, Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But we say that we are, hallelujah, the apple of your eye. We are, hallelujah, the focus of your delight. We are your greatest creation, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God, hallelujah. We have the blessings of Abraham right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are that promise that you promised to our father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, hallelujah. That's who we are, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Your word says in Matthew chapter 5 and 12, it says to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you find it so fit, hallelujah, to give us your heavenly reward, hallelujah, creating a place for us, a dwelling place. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us heaven on the inside. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you moved in, into our lives, hallelujah. When you created in us a clean heart, you renewed in us, hallelujah, a brand new spirit. We thank you, thank you, thank you for heaven on the inside. See, sometimes we don't have the answer when we try to look at it in the way that the man's eye or natural eye may look at it. But we thank the Lord Jesus that when we begin to rejoice, when we begin to praise your holy name, when we begin to worship you for who you are, remembering that heaven lives on the inside, that you came in, hallelujah, to do a new work, that you turned us from our wicked ways, that you call us your light, hallelujah, that you call us, hallelujah, your children, that you call us your so great, hallelujah, creation, hallelujah, that you're giving us your authority. Then when we remember to think about this, hallelujah, we enter into peace, and we thank you for your peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Have your way in every single heart. Have your way in every single mind. Have your way in every single affair, hallelujah. Have your way in every single situation that we may face, whether we're going outside, hallelujah, or whether we go into the grocery stores, whether we have conversation with our loved ones or our neighbors. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We yield to you, hallelujah. We do not go before you. We say, Holy Ghost, go forth. Go forth, hallelujah, and we shall follow you. For we know that every single place that you lead us, this is that place called there, and we thank you. And this is the place that you will have us be, right there where you are. So go forth, Holy Ghost, and have your way. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those things, hallelujah, that we're praying about right now, every single mind and every single heart are praying about something right now, something that maybe we are praying about to be moved, something that maybe we are praying about to show up, whether it be finance, hallelujah, whether it be wholeness, whether it be soundness, whether it be forgiveness. We pray, Father God, that for you to help us. Help us, hallelujah, in those places. Help us, Father God, to remember that every single thing that we bring unto you and asking in the name of Jesus, that it shall be so according to your word, hallelujah. So we say, let your will be done right now, hallelujah. Let your will be done. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart, Lord, be so acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single body that is right here in your presence right now. We plead your blood right now. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we say all is well, all is well. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God. Amen. We're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised, my Lord,
yes.
My God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We welcome you with the love of Christ. We thank God for you. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We come on today. Hallelujah. We come expecting, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, expecting God to do what he said he would do. Standing on his promises, a yes. And amen. Excuse my voice this morning. It is at a pull for some reason here or another. But we thank God that we're here despite of it all.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We are still standing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So again, welcome. 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 We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, a minister on the roster, Minister Lon Green. We welcome you, everyone, here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, the state of Illinois, amen, New York, amen, New Jersey, Florida, hallelujah, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. We welcome you all, and many of Tennessee, hallelujah, Oklahoma, amen and amen, hallelujah. And if we forgot about you, we didn't forget about you, amen. We welcome you too as well. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to welcome you personally and pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1 at this time, if you are online listening this morning, we want to hear from you as well. Call in to the number 845-277-9213. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every Sunday morning we partake in communion. So we're going to prepare ourselves to partake in communion at this time. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. And when we come back, we're going to partake in communion. So stay right here with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Joe Washington, good morning and welcome.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I want you to know that God is good. He's bringing me through what I've been going through with. He's still at the head of my life. God is a good God. I'm on my way back, and I just thank him for it. And I thank everybody for all the prayers that they sent out, all the churches that were praying for me. You know, I just want you to know God answered prayer. And I also want you to just keep on continuing to bless my family. My family, not only my family, but all family, you know, that we really need prayer. And I want you to know that a couple of weeks ago, a tornado came through my home in Shreveport. It destroyed one of my niece's house. And I'm going to show you just how good God is. My niece was in the room. She was in one room, and her mother was in the other room, and somebody called her. She walked out the room, and she walked into her mother's room. And a big tree just destroyed her room and her bed and everything. God is still answering prayer. I want you to know God is still in the saving and healing business. It was nobody but the voice of Jesus that made her leave out that room. And I want you to know that if you listen this morning, that God is still in the saving and healing business. I thank you for that. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost told me everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus told me everything gonna be all right. Lord Jesus told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right, gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Don't you worry. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right. It's gonna be all right. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this beautiful song right here. And you're so right about that. Everything is going to be all right. We're going to be all right because God said it. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. May every single virtue that left your body, let it be restored to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 At this time, we're going to partake in communion. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20. Excuse me. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, but let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our sins, to the trespass and to the cross.
I need
we thank you
to
that you now take this piece of bread in your body and remember to you, Lord.
I want you glow.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for
Last
all of our sins and transgressions. We take the
Show me your glory.
We remember your suffering.
And show me your power.
How you were beaten and bound.
Let me
in
more of you. Is what I need.
So we thank you, my faith. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for healing us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, for your blood is our atonement, for your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. It sanctifies us and redeems us. It cleanses us. It washes away all of our sins, washes away all of our iniquities. It washes away all of our transgressions, my Lord. It washes away all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody who do agree, say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, what can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you remember that, oh, you're right there in that place where you're on your way to knowing that every single thing is all right. Hallelujah. Amen.
I have a song selection. I'll be back here for the preacher from Minister Langley.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. Water of magnify you. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're preparing ourselves to receive the preached word here from Minister Learn Green. Hallelujah. Minister Learn Green has definitely been a blessing here to the gospel public ministry. He is a man after God's own heart, a praying man, amen, a family man, a man that operates with the love of Christ, remembering who he is always in every situation and knowing to always pray about it, take himself out the way. I introduce to you Minister Learn Green of the Gospel Public Ministry. God bless you, Minister Green.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that warm introduction. Amen. And Pastor Man, he prayed part of my sermon this morning. Amen. So that's confirmation. Amen. And we thank God for that. We're going to talk to you for a little while from the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, the fifth chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. The book of Matthew, the fifth chapter and the 18th verse. And it reads, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Amen. We like to use for a subject, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. God put this message on my heart to share with everybody today. Amen. And we pray that you are blessed. It's not a long message. Amen. But I believe that if we look at the scriptures, we will be blessed today. Amen. Matthew was the writer. It is believed to be written between A.D. 60 and 65. Matthew was a tax collector. He was also known as Levi. He was one of the 12 disciples. And the thing about him being a tax collector, his life was changed once he followed Jesus. Amen. It says, Matthew, Levi, was one of Jesus' 12 disciples. Once he was once a despised tax collector, but his life was changed by this man from Galilee. Matthew wrote this gospel to the fellow Jews to prove that Jesus is the Messiah and to explain God's kingdom. Matthew begins his account by giving Jesus' genealogy. He then tells of Jesus' birth in the early years, including the family's escape from Egypt from the murderous Herod and their return to Nazareth following Jesus. It also talks about his baptism by John in Matthew 3:16 and 17, and his defeat of Satan in the wilderness. Jesus begins his public ministry by calling his first disciples and giving the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew shows Christ's authority by reporting his miracles of healing the sick and the demon-possessed, even raising the dead. Amen. Matthew was an eyewitness. He was one of the 12. Amen. He was there and he saw the miracles of Jesus. Amen. And we just want to talk about the word just a little bit today, just a little bit, just to give you some encouragement. Amen. Amen. You can stand on the promises of God. God said in his word right here that heaven and earth would pass before his word fail. Amen. We know the time is going to come where heaven and earth will pass away, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but that's a different sermon. I heard one writer say to step out on faith. Amen. Step out on faith and leave the results to God. Amen. The results is God's job. God is going to bring us out. Amen. So what we have to do is do the word. Do the word. Do the word. Through the Bible, God says, if you do this, I will do that. Amen. The key is that we have to have faith. Amen. Even a mustard seed faith. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith works in the now. We can have it now. And know that in God's time, it will manifest. Amen. You can believe God now. And there are times when God works immediately. Now, I heard one person tell me once, they said that a miracle is instant. It happens right then, a miracle. A healing is gradual. Amen. Sometimes you can have an ailment and you go to the doctor, they give you medicine, take the medicine, and then pray over that medicine and ask God to let the medicine work. Even if you are taking medicine for something, God is still the healer behind it. They even came up with a survey, and it was said that they had noticed that people that pray more heal faster. They noticed that people that went into the hospital and had surgery and prayed, and they saw them praying, heal faster than the ones that didn't pray at all. Amen. So the healing is behind God. God has given us these doctors. Amen. They have some knowledge, but God's got all knowledge. And God's got all power. And I want to encourage you on today, standing on this promise. Don't let nobody shoot your faith down. If you believe in God for great things and you believe in God for big things, keep believing God. Believe God. Believe word. Don't believe man's report. Believe God's report. Amen. Don't let nobody shoot your faith down. Amen. If we notice that the heroes of faith, if you have time when you get a chance, read that entire 11th chapter of Hebrews. It will encourage you because each one of those that was known as the heroes of faith, all Christians are heroes of faith. But the ones that are listed in Hebrews 11, each one had a different struggle. Each one had a different struggle that they had to overcome. Amen. And a different obstacle. But God brought them through because of their faith. Their faith. When Jesus healed the woman that had the issue of blood, he said, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Amen. The Bible also says that Jesus, when he went into his own hometown, back to Nazareth, very few miracles he did there because they said, isn't this the carpenter's son? They was talking about, they didn't want to believe that he was the Messiah. And he said that Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. Very few miracles he did there. So you got to believe God. And if you feel that you're not believing God like you should, you can pray the prayer like the man did in Mark. He said, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Amen. Amen. So the thing you have to ask yourself is that what is in the way? What is in the way for me getting what God has for me? What obstacle is in your way? What is your impediment? Amen. So the problem is not on God's end. The lack is on our end. But even in that, be patient. Amen. Even be patient with yourself. Even if you don't feel you are as strong as in Christ as you would like to be, even be patient. But the key is to stay in the scriptures. Amen.
Yeah.
That is the thing that's going to bring you a keep standing on the promises of God. And one of the things we have to do is keep reaching as many people as we can for Christ. The good news, the gospel. We got to continue to keep spreading this good news.
Amen.
Some people feel it's the pastor's job. But I want to tell you something. It's every Christian's job to spread the good news.
Right.
You should
be a
witness. You have a testimony of God's goodness. Tell somebody what God did for you. Tell somebody that God saved you. Amen.
Yeah.
Tell somebody this year what God has done for you. Because that will encourage somebody. That will give them faith too. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We are living epistles read of men. So sometimes you're the only Bible that somebody is going to ever read. So by you sharing your testimony, you're giving them faith. Keep standing on the promises of God today. I want to encourage somebody today that God loves you, and he's going to bring you out. God saved you and brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you are seeking God, don't think you're not doing nothing because you're doing something. Oh, yeah. You're doing something big. Seek God's faith. And when you are seeking God's faith, it's never in vain. It's always a blessing when you see God. Amen. Because God will start to reveal things to you through his word and through prayer and bring you to a greater and deeper understanding in your relationship with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray the word. Pray the word. Let's see. Deuteronomy. We got a minute. Let's turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is in one of the first five books. The book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. I know we've read it before, but I just want to encourage somebody. Keep standing on the promises of God. Keep standing on his promises. Amen. And in that first verse, it says in Deuteronomy 28:1, and it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently, amen, stay in that word, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. God got blessings that will come on you, amen, in all different kind of ways.
That's right.
Go to the store and the thing you need is on sale. Go somewhere and it's packed, jam-packed. You get a parking space. All those little blessings, amen. He's got big blessings too, amen. Checks in the mail. Come on, help me somebody. Get the bill, and the bill has a zero balance on it. You overpaid last month. Amen.
Amen.
God got all kind of blessings. You go to the doctor, they give you one report, and then God give you a greater report. You go back and say, well, you know what? We can't find anything. God is in the blessing business today. It says here, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shall thou be in the city. In other words, God will bless you. You're going in and you're coming out. God will give you favor everywhere you go. That's what we want. We want God's favor everywhere we go. I've been in situations where I'm trying to do business, and a person says to me, I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do this for you. Amen. That'd be God touching them and moving on their heart. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Keep standing on his promises, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
It, was, it says here, it says, blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of thy body. God will bless your body. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody look at you and say, how old are you? You look like you're 30 years old. You're 50. Amen. Blessed the fruit of your body. The fruit of the ground. Amen. Where are you sowing seed at? Amen. God will bless that. And the fruit of the cattle. We don't have cattle, but we can go to the store and get everything we want. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Yes,
the increase
Lord.
Of thy kin, thy flocks, thy sheep that comes in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Amen. Even those that be trying to hate on you. I don't wish bad on nobody, but I got enemies, y'all. And I tell you why. They see the blessing of God on your life and see God moving. They try to stop it and block it and stuff it out. But I want to tell you something. They can't win. Satan is a defeated foe. Satan uses people with a weak vessel, that's a weak vessel, to try to disrupt God's program. But what does it say here? The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee seven ways. Amen.
Wow.
I can't go all the way down through all these blessings for the sake of time, but God is in the blessing business. I want to encourage somebody today. While we're right here at Deuteronomy, go back a little more to Exodus, right after Genesis. Exodus 15. Exodus 15. And we're going to go down to verse 26. Exodus 15.
Amen.
And it says, it said, if thou will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will do that which is right and do that which is right in his sight. I will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. I will put none of the diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. The children of Israel was in the wilderness and the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it. But you know what? God showed them. They cried out to the Lord, Moses and Aaron. He showed them a palm tree. Let me go back up. Let me see. He said, I will show him a tree. I don't know what kind of tree it was, but it was sweet. Which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Amen. I want to tell you today that if you're in a hard place, God got the sweetener. Come on, somebody. Amen. God can come in that situation, turn it around and sweeten it up. Where it was once bitter, turn sweet to you. Amen. Come in that situation and give you joy. Amen. I want you to know today that God is the healer, even in the hard place. Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Keep standing on his promises, church. If it's financial, remember Luke 6 and 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. And running over. for men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure it meant withal, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. If you you have a business and God has blessed you with a business to be an entrepreneur, sow a seed into somebody else's business. And then God will bless your business even more. See, that's how it works. Sow a seed into somebody else's business. They might be struggling or going through a rough patch. Whatever God put on your heart to give, and he'll turn around and bless you. The word don't lie. The word is true. Amen. I've tried it. Amen. Try his word. If you try everything else, I want you to try Jesus today. Amen. Jesus. Don't worry about the reaper. Just keep sowing. Isaiah 55, verse 10, it says, "For the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth bud. And it gives seed to the sower and bread to you." Look at God. God will give you seed to sow. Amen.
Hello.
This is the part here in verse 11. He says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please and will prosper unto the thing whereunto I send it." God's word will not come back void, y'all. So if you got the word in you and you start speaking the word, start pulling down those obstacles. Amen. 1 Corinthians, I'm going to turn to it. I think it's 1 Corinthians 3:10. I'm going to try to get to it right quick. Amen.
Amen.
I'm turning that. My Bible has... is all in pieces. We'll get there. First Corinthians, I'm almost there. Keep standing on the promises of God. Keep standing on his promises. Keep going. I'm going to find it. It might be 10. The scripture just came to me when I was sharing. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all, but I can't find it. The scripture came to me when I was preaching. It was talking about, and it's talking about casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself to the knowledge of Christ. So what am I saying? You have to pull it down. Pull it down. In spiritual warfare. Amen. Amen. Spiritual warfare. Amen. I'll find it for next time. But anyway, keep standing on the promises of God. Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." God is with me. You got a God on your side. Amen. Anybody that's trying to come against you, I like the play they had out many years ago. Your arms are too short to box with God.
Jesus.
Psalms 46:1. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." How many know today that God is a present help? God is a present help. Amen. Keep standing on the promises of God. I'm almost through, y'all, but I just want to encourage you on this morning. Keep standing on his promise. Whatever it is, pray the word on it. It's not that we're trying to remind God of his word, but God honors his word. That's why we take the word to him when we pray. Amen. God honors his word. In Romans 24, we are justified. That means not guilty of sin. In Romans 1, Romans 8 and 1, no condemnation awaits us. Romans 8 and 2, we are set free from the law of sin and death. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, we are sanctified, made holy in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, we are pure and holy in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22, we will be made alive at the resurrection. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new persons. 2 Corinthians 5:21, we are made right with God. Galatians 3:28, we are one in Christ with all other believers. Amen. I'm gonna give you one more. Ephesians 1:5-6. We are adopted as God's children. Amen.
Yeah.
Keep standing on the promises of God. Keep standing on the promises of God.
Yeah.
Amen. There's more scriptures here, but I don't want to give you too many scriptures today. As I close, I just want to remind you, God got the sweetener. Keep standing on the promises of God. Sometimes we get in those hard places, and I don't know if there's any coffee drinkers in the house, but sometimes that coffee can be bitter, and we put that sweetener in there and that cream in there to make it so we can drink it. God will put the sweetener in your life. Amen. All you have to do is in the middle of that thing, in the middle of that situation, just start pleading the blood. Said, I plead the blood of Jesus. Say, you're not going to tear up this day. We command you to go. You have no power here. And command that evil spirit to go. Amen. And Pastor Tavanika Man always say, get somebody to touch and agree with you on some of this stuff. Amen. I know you can't, you don't want to wear the pastor out, but you should have a prayer partner. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm done.
Amen.
I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank you so much, Holy Ghost, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for imparting your word into this beautiful spirit of a man that you have created and minister learn. We just thank you. That you have given us this so great word to stand on the promises of God. Amen. Amen. Minister Learn, God bless you. May God keep you. May every single virtue that left your body, may it be restored back into you mighty in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about anybody else, but I received that word. Stand on the promises of God. Amen. I was writing down a lot of these promises that you were giving us, and this is some good stuff, some good word for us to be able to live off of. Amen. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. There may be one at this time. There may be one that have heard this word today, and you realize that you're not born again. You realize that you don't have a relationship with God. And we're right here in this place right now, you know, hearing the word of God. We're hearing it come from his servant, you know, his son, Minister Learn Green. And we hear the Holy Ghost speaking, you know, to us. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and today, you know, you would like to pray the prayer of salvation, will you press 1? You're here today. Will you press 1? while we still have time, you know, let us do the most important thing that we could ever think about doing in our lives. We think about a lot of things. We think about doing a lot of things. We think about trying to get this and accomplish this. But the main thing for us to do while we're living, and that's being born again. That's the main thing you can ever do in your living life is receiving Jesus Christ into your life. Amen. Will you press one? Hallelujah. If you are online and you would like to pray, you would like to be born again, well, will you call in at 845-277-9213 and then press 1. 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Minister Lauren Green and Apostle Tawanik and I, we will help you pray this prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. If you are in need of prayer, anything, my Lord, anything, will you press 1? Hallelujah. No matter what it is, no matter who you are, whether you be a reverend or whether you be a school teacher or whether you be a son or whether you be a daughter, everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs to talk to God about something. This is an opportunity for us to come together in prayer. Would you press 1 if that's something that you're in need of prayer of? Everybody have a need. Amen. If you are looking for a church home and you believe that the gospel public ministry, this is the church for you. Well, Minister Learn and I and Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to love you. Amen. We would love to be your disciple. We would love to minister this word to you, to help you to get to that place to where you trust God more. And we need you to help us. Amen. Amen. How many times you hear ministers and stuff say, we need you to help us? See, God created us all to be a part of his body. Part of his body. There's not one member of the body more important than another member of the body. No matter where you are right now, whether you be in Illinois, or whether you be in Texas, or whether you be in New York, there's no time and no distance in spirit. We're all here right now. Whatever time zone you're in, we all here at the same time. See, God know how to work that thing out at the same time. Will you press 1 today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that we get to be in your presence. We thank you, Father God, for your living word. We thank you, Father God, for every single message that you send by your servant, every single word that you send by your sons and send by your daughters, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We receive your word right now, Father God, not for us to have deafened ears and blinded eyes, but for us to have open eyes, hallelujah, and open ears, for yielding to your word and yielding to your promises, standing on your word each and every day, Father. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every single word that went forth today from Matthew chapter 5, hallelujah, all the way to Ephesians chapter 1 and Galatians 3 and 28 that you have given unto your servant, Minister Lauren Green, for us to be able to write these down and to study this word and to be able to receive and to know that you are there, hallelujah, for us to trust you more and more and more in the mighty name of Jesus, for us to grow, hallelujah, to know that you are there for us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for every single heart to have a heart to receive, and every single anointed mind, hallelujah, had a mind to receive right now, and every eye
that have eyes to see. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single thing that concerns us. For we know, Father God, that you are concerned for each and every one of our concerns. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We say all is well with us. All is well with us because you are well. Hallelujah. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Father.
Thank you, Lord. We bless the name. We bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So grateful. At this time, we're going to save our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have your tithes and offering, amen. And those who already sent over your tithes and offering, we bless them in the name of the Lord. May they multiply. Amen. The Bible tells us that God gives seed to the sower. Amen.
Yes.
So let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Yes.
Lord, you are the giver of all good things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All good things from you, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them for your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless.
Yes.
Just as you multiply the offering of the fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely, not from compulsion. For there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, and every Father, we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Hallelujah. Our announcers here today, we are the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer here on our prayer line at 845-277-9213. Join us at 6 a.m. Amen. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study. We're looking forward to resuming Bible study, asking you all to come out and be a part of Bible study on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. Hallelujah. We don't have anything upcoming. In the month of July, we will be going out our street ministry. Look to receive those text messages on the date and time that we're going to go out for street ministry. Amen. We're definitely looking forward to that in the month of July. Amen. We want to celebrate everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of June. Happy birthday to all the June babies, as this is the last Sunday of the month of June. So happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you all with long life, good health, and strength. May the joy and the peace of God be with you always. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of June, we bless your marriage right now. The union that God has put together, may no man or woman take you under. Amen. No one shall come to separate that God has put together. We pray that God will continue to favor your union, bless your union with long life, good health, and strength. And may the joy and the peace of God be with you all always. And may you be a blessing to one another all the days of your life and those in your family as well. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Anything else we need to share, Pastor Manning? Any announcements that I forget? Anything? All right. Well, glory to God. God bless you all. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. Now we will release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word that went forward. Amen. In advance, standing on the promises of God, and know that they are yes and amen. Hallelujah. God looks forward to blessing his children, and we are God's children. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor blessing. We hear the Gospel Public Ministry say, Senior Pastor Doris, amen. And myself, Apostle Tawani Commanding, and Minister Van Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Hallelujah. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. We pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I pray that everybody was able to get something out of that, standing on the promises of God. You know, when you're standing on the promises of God, you have to read the Word. You have to read the Bible. That's how you stand on the promises of God. You read it. Then it gets inside of your mind. It gets inside of your heart. And you get to thinking about it. And now all those things that you were concerned about, that's what you're doing. You're trusting God because you're reading His Word. You got to read it. You got to read the Word. We thank you again, Mr. Learn Green, for this message, standing on the promises of God. Amen. Now made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Stand on the promises of God. Amen. Read the Word of God. Don't allow Satan or the enemy or anybody that represents the kingdom of Satan strip you of the Word of God. Amen. Don't allow anybody to do that. Amen. Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. But we love you anyhow. Amen. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you.
They didn't even open up the flame.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon His face. Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear Him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed, yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days on, tell him at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get that.